This is Khat Chronicles, design stories from the Arab world. My name is Yasmin Nashabi Ta'an, and I have with me today the Lebanese illustrator Bahij Jaroudi. Bahij is born in Beirut in 1981, a year before the Israeli invasion to Lebanon. He started drawing at an early age on school books and any surface that he can find until he joined the graphic design program at the Lebanese American University. He was always passionate by comics and animation. He worked in the animation department of Future Television in Beirut while doing freelance illustration and children's books. In 2009, he completed an MA in animation at Kingston University in London. In 2012, he received the Kitabi Prize for Arab Children's Literature, and in 2016, he received the Mahmoud Kahil Award for Best Illustrator in the Arab World. His list of clients includes Cartoon Network Arabia and Netflix. His short films have been shown in various festivals around the world, including the UK, Italy, Brazil, Russia, to name just a few. He taught animation and illustration at the Lebanese American University, and now he spends his time deriving pleasure out of the act of drawing and hopes to continue doing so for the rest of his life. Hi, Bahij.
Hi.
So tell us, or maybe you can start by telling us a bit, when and why did you decide to become an illustrator?
I don't know if there's a point in my life where I decided to choose illustration or animation. I've always been passionate about drawing, like from when I was a little kid. And I think it just, it wasn't a choice. It was just something very normal, very natural. I like what I do because I have fun doing it. And anything I do, I make it, if I'm not having fun doing it, I don't do it. Especially when I'm, when I'm drawing anything, if I feel like if it's a chore or I just leave it. So I think maybe it chose me because, yeah.
So where did you study? Where did you, well, you, we did mention this in the introduction, but maybe a bit on how did, you know, the studying what you do inform your career?
I don't worry too much about having a career in life. I just, maybe it's going to sound simple, maybe, but I just worry about making a good, doing a good job of whatever I'm doing.
But how? What do you define a good job?
Yeah, I mean that's subjective, obviously. But I like to use the word beautiful. I like to whatever I'm doing, I make it a point that it's always in the back of my head, like it has to be beautiful. And I know it's a word that is maybe not. Not used much today in the art world, especially in contemporary art, for example. It's more about being conceptual. But I give as much importance to concept. Like it's as important to me, the aesthetics and the conception.
Yeah.
And the idea.
I mean, I'm thinking about the word beautiful, and I think about the production of illustrators, artists in general. And I don't know, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think about the production as a reflection of the context that you live in. Mm-hmm. So then we have people coming in and saying, oh, but you know, the Lebanese artists these days are not producing beautiful work, beautiful between quotes. Mm. And here I'm thinking, I mean, it again, it's the context that is being reflected in the work. So I don't know.
Beautiful, obviously, it's very subjective. But to me, it's just, it's a very personal thing. I don't think you can really define it. I mean, a scribble can be beautiful.
Yeah.
And an elaborate, detailed drawing can be beautiful also. I mean, it's not very straightforward as a definition.
I think your scribbles are beautiful. Really, you know, the quality of the line that you use in your illustration is amazing. Very
thank
sensitive.
You use the word sensitive. Maybe I rely more on my emotions rather than rationality. And yes, as you said, I'm affected by my surroundings, of course. I'm affected by what I'm seeing every day, by what happens to me, by even little stuff. I let it out all in my drawings.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I like when you talk about, you know, the line that is an expression of your feelings or feelings, mm-hmm. emotions. I mean, how do you use lines to express emotions? That's maybe the challenge for illustrators, you know, sensitive illustrators.
It's not really a challenge. I think it's about being honest mm-hmm. In what you want to communicate mm-hmm. through your work.
Yeah.
Being true to yourself, not being in denial, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it is hard to do. Like, it's not very, it is sometimes a struggle because you have to be, like, brutally honest with yourself if you want to be honest in your work also.
Yeah. Brutally honest.
Yes.
I wonder, when you're working, do you really think about what you want to communicate or how you want the illustration to communicate? Or I mean, it's just what's happening in your head when you're putting ink on paper.
Coming up with ideas is weird. Like, it's not. What's his name? That the guy who sings the Hallelujah.
Cohen.
Yes, he says, if I knew where great ideas come from, I would go there often. Yeah, so I mean, there's no like secret to it. I think, like, because people ask me that sometimes a lot, like, how do you come up with ideas? I just sit in front of a paper, blank paper, or in front of my screen, and I just think. That's it. There's no like magic to it,
yeah.
You know. You just have to be open to whatever silly ideas come into your head and expand on them or play with them. Being playful is important also.
Dismiss silly ideas. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, just embrace them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because they can lead somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the whiteness of the screen or the paper. It actually excites me. Like, I think maybe because I make it a point to draw every day and it has become something I can't do without. Like, if I don't draw, if a day passes and I don't draw something personal, I feel like there's something missing. Like, maybe the day wasn't
complete.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tab, when you're asked about what you do, what is your profession, how do you explain this to, you know, people?
Is it pretentious to say I'm an artist? Or?
So you're an artist. What do artists do? Or?
Yeah, they play around, I guess.
Why do you think artists are important in society?
I don't think they are important.
Bahij!
No, I'm kidding. They're important in a way, but I'm not one of those people who thinks art can change the world or something like that. It does affect, I hope it affects people in a positive way, but that's not why I do art. That's not why I draw. That's not why I do animated films. I'm not thinking I want to change the world. Like, I'm just thinking I want to do something interesting and communicate something, even just a feeling, maybe, not a complete idea.
Yeah. It's interesting that you call yourself an artist. I mean, I did other interviews with comic artists and they insisted that they would like to be called bédéiste or comic artists maybe a bit, what is the difference? Why some comic artists want to be called artists and others would rather be called comic artists or...
Yeah, I like that also. Like, I don't find the word, for example, many find the word cartoonist to be like
maybe more commercial.
Not important.
A commercial side.
I like the word cartoonist also. Yeah, it's not. I don't care about labels. Like, it's fine. You can You can call me whatever you want. It's, but yeah, I like the word cartoonist.
Deb, tell us about a project that you are most proud of, that you've done, you know, that you most enjoyed doing.
I mean, my personal work matters more to me than any other project I might do. So any personal films, short films, and my personal drawings that I do every day, they're what matters to me the most, because it's where I experiment. It's where I'm not thinking about, I don't know, a target audience or whatever. I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it, which I think is freeing. Mm.
So you'd rather do more personal work than commissioned?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the objective of anyone who's doing anything in art, no? Mm. I did do like an interesting project with Netflix a while ago, and it was really fun to do. So sometimes projects with clients are—I'm not saying like, you know, I don't enjoy them. Like sometimes they're fun and sometimes they're not, of course. But I really enjoyed doing that last project with Netflix, because they allowed me to do whatever I want. Like it was a fun relationship. Mm. So it's rare when that happens, but when it happens, it's great.
Mm. And of course, your work was appreciated. And
yes, definitely. Mm.
Mm. What is it about your illustration work that you find most difficult?
The whole process is difficult. Because I'm a lazy person by nature.
Are you?
I am, yeah. I mean, I do. I'm not lazy, but I am lazy. I don't know. I mean, I would rather chill at home all day and watch TV or listen to music or play guitar or whatever.
Yeah, why not? It's part of it.
Yeah.
And maybe you're being hard on yourself.
Maybe.
As in, you know, the expectations that you set.
Yeah.
You know, are a bit too high, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. But there's nothing like difficult about it, but just as I said before, I enjoy doing it. Like it's not about difficulty for me. Like there's enjoyment in the act of drawing, or animating, which is also based on drawing, or adding music to my films, which is also something I enjoy doing. It's the difficult part is dealing with clients or dealing with people who don't really have an idea what they want, and you're in a position where you have to defend what you're doing for the client, and they're not convinced, and you have to convince them, and that's like that's hell.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Deb, I'm just wondering what kind of music you play while working, or I don't know, maybe you can tell us a bit about, you know, the books that you like to read, the films that you like to watch, maybe.
Sure. Know. Music, but I'm a classically trained guitarist. Mm. So I enjoy classical music. I enjoy flamenco a lot. Anything Spanish. I love Spanish culture, the art, the food.
And you play guitar. I mean, you have concerts.
I used to. Lately, I haven't been doing much.
Here comes the lazy bandage.
No, but I'm working a lot in doing my films and drawing and stuff like that. So,
when you say films, can you tell us more? Doing your films.
Yeah. I work on short films. I like the short film format because...
You mean animated films?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it allows you to do everything yourself. Because animation is such... I mean, you see like animated films in big studios. They have like 500 people working on them. Which is also like something I appreciate, but for me, animation is like the purest form of art. It's you're literally creating everything. Like even in cinema, you have the camera pointing at something. Like you have a subject, you have an actor, you have a background. In animation, you have to create the actor. You have to actually design the actor.
It's a one-man show.
Exactly.
That's, who's doing everything.
Yes, you control how the actor moves.
Yeah.
The film is in a desert, you have to design that desert. You don't go somewhere and shoot it.
The setting, yeah.
So you're literally creating everything from scratch, which I find fascinating. And that's why there's so much to do in that area. And there's a misconception that animation is a genre. And it's not a genre. It's an art form by itself. Like it can be any genre.
Yeah.
So animation can be a horror film. It can be a documentary.
No,
it can be
a
children's film. It can be anything.
Mm. Is your interest in animation, did it start when you were working with the Future TV, Future Television? In the late 90s, the beginning, I remember this was a trend in Beirut, and maybe you were part of it when you worked with
them. Yeah, I mean, I loved working there because again, you were doing everything by yourself. Like we were doing really short animations, so I learned everything there is to learn about animation there. It was a great experience. And the people I worked with were fun to work with, very creative.
How is it different, animation and comic strips, in terms of telling a story? I mean, it's obvious, one has the component of sound and moving images, and the other is more, I don't want to say rigid, but maybe, and not flat, but maybe still images. But then are they still? Because, in comic strips, you can also kind of like create this animation, cinematic effects.
I don't think they're much different because when you're doing a film, you have to do a storyboard before you make the film. And the storyboard is basically a comic strip.
Yeah.
So it's not that different. But the main difference, I think, in that in animation you have to worry about more stuff. So you have to worry about how the character's mouth looks when he's pronouncing M, or whatever, like stuff that you wouldn't think about in a comic strip.
And maybe the time, temporal component.
Exactly.
Also,
yeah. I mean, the time also exists in comics. Like you can show time in comics by repetition or by whatever. Like there's
a dark sky and
rocks, for example, but yeah, you're dealing with time in a much more elaborate way in animation. Of course, you have to think about the pacing of the film, how long each scene is taking, which would convey the atmosphere of the film also.
And your short films, do you upload them on YouTube? Where can we access them?
I take part in festivals and I put them online, also on my Vimeo channel
On Vimeo.
And on my Instagram.
So I have this question that I'm going to repeat. Do you feel that what you do is important within your social context, like in Beirut or how important is it? Is it important and why, you say you're communicating.
I'm very cynical about this this particular subject. Because we're, as you know, we're in full collapse mode here. So
you're very active on social media, I have to say, and you're a public figure. You're being followed.
The
comments. I'm intrigued by all the comments whenever
I want my work to be shown, to be seen. Sorry, I used to think it's not important, but no, I don't do art for art's sake, just for me. I want people to see my work, so yeah, I post whenever I can online, and I'm glad that people see it.
So, how would you like to be remembered?
I know
this is like a big question there, but.
How do I like to be remembered? I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about that.
Or maybe to be seen as an illustrator today. As an activist, as a pacifist.
I don't consider myself an activist at all. Like, there are real activists that put their life in danger that are doing.
As an artivist, new term that is being used with all activism online, using images to mobilize.
I don't know if my work is being seen and being appreciated. I mean, that's all what one could ask at.
Just going back to the books that you read and the movies that you watch, maybe just to get to know.
I watch a lot of movies. I've been watching a lot of movies and series lately, especially during the pandemic. I haven't been reading much lately, but movies I watch all the time.
You're into Star Wars or what?
No. I like dark humor and absurdity. And I watched a brilliant film a couple of days ago called The Banshees of Inisherin. Have you heard of it? It's brilliant. It's set on a remote island in Ireland.
It's a sci-fi?
No. It's set during the Irish Civil War. And it's just the storyline begins very simply with just two guys, and one guy decides that he doesn't want to be friends with the other guy anymore. And he just tells him like, you're boring and you're dull, and I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I'm saying it sounds really childish when I say it, but when you see the film, it affects you really deeply. And the film goes from there. It's super funny and dark and weird and all the stuff that I like about all the characteristics I like are in that film. It's really nice. Another I like the what's his name, Anderson movies. Do you know a film called A Pigeon Sat on a Branch Reflecting on Existence?
What is this movie? Long title.
Yeah, I love long titles. Yeah. It's a brilliant title, I think. Also very absurd and funny in a subtle way. Yeah.
What do you think about? I'm thinking about the manga influence on all this young generation, and I actually came across this article about how illustrators in the Arab world, the young ones, are very much influenced by anime. What do you think about this? Or are you attracted or influenced by?
No, I'm not at all influenced by manga. I see it a lot in my students also. Yeah, they, for some reason, I try to discourage it because it's a very specific style and I want them to explore their own visual language. So I try to discourage them from that, but you can't, in the end, it's their choice. But yeah, I think it's more interesting especially for a student who's just beginning to really be aware of. It's a very vast world. I mean, illustration and animation, and there's so much to see and so much to try and experiment. So being from the beginning, like being stuck in one kind of area, I think it's not a positive thing.
Yeah. So where do you see illustration in this region, in the Arab region, in 10 or 20 years? Maybe the Arab region is too broad. Maybe you want to focus on Beirut and then speak about the region.
I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that. I don't really... I haven't done much research on the subject. I don't know if that sounds selfish, but I just focus on doing my own work and trying to make it as good as possible.
I'm going to ask you this question in 10 years down the line. So how, this is another question that I wanted to ask you. How do you think technology or the use of illustration software shapes this practice? How do you feel more comfortable using, you know, a pencil and a piece of paper or
I'm used to drawing digitally because of animation, instead of drawing thousands of drawings on paper and scanning them, you just draw them digitally. And I've grown accustomed to that. Software are just a tool in the end. And like the pencil is a tool, the software is a tool also. It doesn't really... sometimes I draw on paper and I color digitally. Sometimes I do it all digitally. Sometimes I sketch even digitally. So I'm very comfortable with the drawing pad.
I can see in your illustrations, I almost cannot tell if they were done using a software or spilling ink on paper. You know, It's really, I like, you know, and I think this in a way demonstrates your mastery of technology, you know, techniques, the software, or no?
Yeah, I guess I'm accustomed to it. I don't really think about technique; it comes naturally to me.
Mm. Any final word or thought that you would like to add before leaving us today?
you want me to leave the Dovrishin? Nothing. Thank you for this interview. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me in your home. Thank you for teaching me years ago.
Way long, long time ago. Thank you, Bahij.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.